Joining me now is Will Leach of Sports on Earth, whose article about the discussion of off-the-field football news that occurred during Monday night's game is titled Monday Night Follies. Will, welcome back to Only a Game.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You claim that Roger Goodell's handling of the Ray Rice matter has created a public relations fiasco as bad as anything the NFL has ever faced while the season has been going on. How did you reach that conclusion?
Well, you know, ordinarily we spend most of the NFL offseason complaining about one thing that they've handled poorly or kind of rending our garments and wringing our hands about all the terrible things the NFL is doing. And then when the season starts, we're like, woo, there's football starting, and we completely drop it. This is the first time really an off-field situation has affected the way we're watching the games. I think a lot of it, of course, has to do with the kind of grotesqueness of the situation involving Ray Rice, but I think just as much, if not more, has been kind of the NFL looking less like this immortal, impervious to pain corporation that it's been for so long, and people kind of pouncing on them as they wobble a bit.
Of the Monday Night Football broadcast anchored by ESPN veteran Chris Berman, you wrote, asking Chris Berman to address the Ray Rice situation, as he surely had to do, is like handing a toddler a blowtorch. But should we expect anybody working for or with the NFL to discuss this situation in any way other than defensively?
Well, I mean, on one hand, Chris Berman does, theoretically anyway, work for ESPN rather than the NFL, though I think sometimes in recent years it's become harder and harder to make that differentiation. And there was, of course, the great moment where he and Trent Dilfer were kind of struggling to even come up with anything that made sense. And then right in the middle of the conversation, the Arizona Cardinals had a punt blocked. And Berman yells, the punt is blocked. And Ray Rice was not mentioned again the rest of the game. And I felt the problem was they weren't ready to deal with this. And I think they're still behind on it.
You argued in a piece that came out on Thursday that Roger Goodell was really responsible for the mess that he finds himself in. Be as specific as you can explaining that.
Yeah, you know, 2 years ago, the rapper M.I.A. made an obscene gesture toward the camera at halftime of the Super Bowl. The NFL was not only upset about this, they actually sued MIA for $1.5 million, which showed vengeance and aggression. They eventually settled out of court for an amount that wasn't disclosed. But I made the comparison of Goodell to almost a dogmatic moralist politician in a lot of ways. And Goodell put himself and his league in this position of, we are the hammer, we are the law. And so when something like this happens and you realize, nope, you're just people like everybody else, I think he's kind of getting the comeuppance of that.
Will, what has to happen for the NFL to reach some sort of tipping point, at which stage the league's various mistakes and crimes and PR missteps mortally wound the operation? Or is the NFL just too big to fail?
You know, the NFL has handled labor situations. They've handled performance-enhancing drugs. They've handled the concussion. They've handled these very serious things, all with the nothing can touch us, we're doing this right. And they've generally had the media kind of on their side. And this is the first time it looks like the NFL is either being deceitful or willfully ignorant of a major societal issue that they seem to be perpetuating. And for them to not understand this, frankly, this is how empires fall. Thinking that you are too big to have to go by the rules. The NFL has always kind of doubled down on its policies, and I think that's what gotten them in trouble here. But I think it's really the only strategy they ever had, and I think it's just going to get them in more trouble.
Will Leach writes for Sports on Earth, and you can link to his stories, Monday Night Follies and Goodell Set Himself Up for This, at onlyagame.org. Will, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.